Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world. We're going to be talking today about lesson themes in your life. That is, looking over the course of your life and asking the question, of all the lessons I've learned, is there a running theme here? Maybe you keep learning the same lesson over and over again, or maybe it's just sort of a category of lessons, a theme around a set of lessons. So that's the interesting question. Of all the things you've learned, what are the themes that keep running through, and why do we want to know that? Because then you can sort of predict the challenges that you might face in the future. So before we dive into that, I want to give a quick shout out to new listeners in Falls Church, Virginia, right here local to where I am at this particular moment as I record this. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for this connection. It's a joy to have you on board. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, things you want to bring up, resources you want to point out, just click the link in the show notes and let me know. That comes directly to me. You will hear back directly from me. Don't be shy, because if you have a question, I guarantee lots of other people around the world have the same question. So let's talk about it. The lesson themes that keep running through your life. Now, this came up because it's said that we come into this life in an agreement to learn a set of lessons that will ultimately move us toward further self-realization and understanding. This is one theory that I've heard. I've heard theories that we come into this life with a specific purpose to contribute specific things to humanity. But this is another theory. This is that we come into this life with a specific set of lessons or things that we are, topics that we are here to learn about. And that learning about these topics will move us further in our self-realization. So I thought about that. I'm like, that's a really interesting idea. If that's true, then what might the lessons be that I've agreed to in this life? You know, can I look back and can I see themes over the course of my life? Because as I record this, I am sneaking up on my 45th birthday, and 45 years, I think, is enough history to spot some trends. So I thought, why not give that a try? And the lessons come in the form of challenges. And if I could see the themes, then I could predict maybe what the challenges in my life would be going forward. And we always love to see the challenges coming, right? Because then maybe we can do something about it, make it not quite so bad. And it's funny, I know this is coming from a place of being a little bit chicken shit about it, because if I can learn the lessons now and be a good student about it and show that I've learned the lessons, then maybe I won't have any more challenges. That would be awesome. So that's why I tried to do this. Now, not all challenges are bad. Some challenges are good. Some challenges are painful. So we're going to use my life as an example and go through this exercise. I recommend that you repeat it for yourself and see what the lesson themes are for you. So we're going to look at my life challenge by challenge, noting the lessons that I took from each, and see if we could find a pattern here. So my first major lesson, my first time I ever, that I'm aware of, created a belief about life. The first time that life was ever not okay was really preschool. And elementary and middle school were abjectly miserable as well. And the lesson that I took from that was I am ultimately on my own and I need to be a self-contained unit. Independence is critical. That I'm not like other people and that's okay. And that I should focus on work, and that I don't desire social interaction or approval like other people do, and that's okay too. So if we kind of distill that down, that's a lesson about independence. It's about freedom from social norms. The second thing, if I kind of move forward in life, is during the teenage years, there was a massive unfulfilled desire to be an artist and a thinker and a composer. And the lesson that I took from that, because it was discouraged by others, but also buried by myself because I wanted my parents' approval. So the lesson I really took, the belief I formed from that, was that I need to define what I want, I need to make my own independent plans to make it happen, and I need to speak my truth. So that lesson really comes down to knowing your truth, speaking your truth, and living your truth. Okay, so let's take the next one. The next one was a big lesson about how I have to stand up for what I want, and that I deserve to be loved for who I am. That I deserve to be respected. I deserve kindness. I am worthy. I am capable. Nobody knows me better than I do, so, you know, I should stand up for myself. So that distills down, again, to know your truth, speak your truth, but also protect yourself and have boundaries. There was a period of time during financial enjoyment that I'm not going to go into here, but the lesson was that money makes people show their true nature, either the lack of money or the existence of money. It doesn't change people, it just shows you who they are. That people may be willing to lie and cheat and harm you because of money. I learned that in this same episode that freedom is worth the price you have to pay, and that I can competently captain my own ship. I am a capable human being. So these were a lot of lessons here. Those were the nature and effect of money, boundaries, protecting myself. We have that one again. Speaking your truth, self-respect, freedom is bliss, and everything's fine. That was a time of a lot of lessons. You know, the next phase of my life was one of abject financial ruin. And what I learned there was that the irresponsible use of money leads to all manner of pain. And that who you are when you're at the bottom is key. Respecting your money is part of respecting yourself. So these were lessons about, again, the nature and effect of money. Lessons about setting boundaries, about self-respect, and about self-love. My next phase of my life, after financial ruin, I indulged in a good bit of self-ruin. Good times, also known as the dark night of the soul, stage 7. And what I learned was that I have to respect myself more, and I must love myself enough to protect myself. I am more than this. I'm better than this. So it was again a lesson in self-respect and self-love and boundaries and protecting myself physically, psychologically, emotionally, and financially. And so then after that, like most people, I went into a phase of unpacking my baggage with my soulmate. And I learned that it's okay to ask for help. I learned to recognize when baggage is affecting me, and I learned that real, divine, unconditional love can heal anything. So this was a lesson about divine love, about healing, and about how money is an extension of ourselves. The next step was really when I was getting out of debt and I was saving for my dreams. And it was about the nature and effect of money as an extension of ourselves, about knowing my truth and speaking my truth and boundaries and self-discipline. So we start to see the themes kind of coming through. When I was becoming the artist and thinker and composer that I'd always wanted to be, that was really about knowing your truth and speaking your truth and living your truth. I had a scattering of injuries and hospital visits and for a while there, and I learned that this is not so scary. It's not that bad. That you're never really alone, even when you're alone. And self-reliance. So these were lessons about protecting myself, understanding that everything is fine, and speaking up. I had a phase with the temporary loss of adult children, and that's too much to get into in this podcast, but what I learned is that not all loss is bad. Only your judgment decides that it's bad. Children come and go. I learned not to attach my dreams to someone else. I learned that expectation is a form of attachment. I learned that I have no idea what's right for someone else. And that when money is involved, no relationship can be pure. This is a big one. So this is, again, the nature and effect of money. It was also big lessons in not judging and letting go and allowing change and in gratitude. And then most recently, this is more of a fun challenge of liquidating or donating about 95% of all of our possessions. And that really taught me about money as freedom and how we attach energy and meaning to objects and how we take that energy and meaning back from those objects and who we are without all these things, how to let go of history and trust in the future, and allowing the natural evolution that comes with all experiences, because all experiences change us and evolve us in some way. So this again was the nature and effect of possessions and money, letting go, allowing, and recognizing the true self. So when I put it all together, the repeating themes, the themes that seemed to come up over and over, I had five of them. The first one was know your truth, speak your truth, live your truth. The second one was protect yourself, having good boundaries based on self-respect and love. The third one is the nature and effect of money on individuals, on relationships, and on society. The fourth one is that freedom is everything. And the last one is to let go and allow evolution without fear. So these are my five themes, and these are some pretty heavy themes for lessons, but the lesson themes of your life generally will be pretty heavy. So if these are the themes, the running themes of my life that I keep encountering over and over and over and over and over, what does that mean for my future? What does that mean for possible future lessons in line with those themes? So I might expect in the future, so when I think about the nature and effect of money, I have experienced the nature and effect of being broke on an individual, on relationships, and on societies. I have experienced the nature and effect of having money, having enough, on individuals and relationships and society. And I've experienced the nature and effect of having plenty on individuals and relationships and society. But I have not yet experienced the nature and effect of large-scale wealth. By large-scale, I mean ultra-high net worth. On individuals and relationships and society. So that could be it. This is great news. being ridiculously wealthy could be in my future. The Second thing that could come up is, are just more lessons about knowing and speaking and living my truth. This just comes up over and over again. I am constantly challenged to acknowledge my truth and speak up. So I'm sure there's going to be more of that coming. I may have continued lessons on having good boundaries and self-protection, but the better I get at this, the better I am at protecting myself and setting good boundaries, then the fewer of these challenges I have. So hopefully not too many more of those to come. And then definitely what's coming is more of this learning about how to embrace and even celebrate continual change, continual self-evolution. So that is absolutely coming, definitely. So there we have it. There's my example of an exercise in taking a look at what the themes of the lessons in your life are. Because then you might be able to see what's coming, and you may be able to recognize it when it happens. You might be able to go, oh, right, I get it. This is a lesson in embracing change. Got it. Yes. Okay, I get it. I'm being tested. I'm being taught. And that can make these challenges a little bit easier to handle. So click the link in the show notes and let me know, what are the lesson themes in your life? I really wonder what everybody else gets from this, because I think they should be highly individual, but I would love to know what you find are the lesson themes in your life. So thanks for joining us in this podcast. Make sure you share it with a friend, and we will see you in the next episode. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.